House Bill 1253, an act to revise certain provisions regarding dealer franchises and to include outdoor power equipment.
House Bill 1253 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senator Koskinen.
Thank you, Madam President, members of the Senate. This bill was brought to us on behalf of the farm equipment dealers, but don't let that scare you. It has nothing to do with farm equipment. It has to do with outdoor power equipment. That'll put a few of it at ease. This is not an Aggie bill. But what the outdoor power equipment, just in reference, it deals with lawnmowers, garden tractors, weed whippers, small garden tractors under 25 to 40 horse. So that's the laws we're talking about, or the equipment we're talking about. But this deals with the buyback laws. And what buyback laws are is if a dealer or retailer quits his business, or the contract expires with the manufacturer, and he has equipment in his inventory, it just requires that the manufacturer buy back that equipment. What this bill does, and there's a long list of equipment that is currently under the buyback laws, that's cars, boats, snowmobiles, it goes on and on. It adds that outdoor power equipment to that list. What the bill does also, it raises the buyback rates, and that's important you know that. Right now they're at 85% of the cost. This bill would raise it to 95%. Section 2 also will now include computers, computer hardware, software, and signs. And there's a schedule of a depreciation schedule that they'd be required to buy back at a certain rate. The bill also changes the pay period. Right now it's 6 months. This narrows it down to 60 days that the manufacturer would have to pay back. It also in the bill requires that the manufacturer also pay for some setup fees or assembly charges. I think the bill had some amendments that came to us with both sides in agreement, the manufacturers and retailers. That doesn't happen real often, but they're in agreement, so I just urge your support of House Bill 1253.
Further remarks? Senator Bowen, state your question.
Senator Koskinen, does this bill apply to the large non-McCracken submersible boats?
Senator Koskinen, a question to you.
I would refer to the expert on the floor in that issue, Senator McCracken, if you'd like to answer that question.
Further remarks? Senator McCracken.
It is covered.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1253. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Brose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHulig?
Aye.
Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury? Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen? Hangey?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Hotmacher?
Aye.
Cleveland?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Koskinen?
Aye.
Madden?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Moore? Munson,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Reedy,
oh.
Senator Reedy, Staggers,
no.
Sutton, Simmons, Vitter,
aye.
Valesky,
aye.
Whiting,
aye.
Senator Duxbury, Senator Ketzel? Senator Ketzel? Senator Moore? Senator Moore? Senator Sutton? Senator Ketzel? Madam President, ayes 32, nays 2, excused 1.
House Bill 1253 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed.